Wow. How you doing? What's up? It's your girl Mello.
And it's your girl T.
And we are
reading.
And we are best friends, period. Today, we're gonna be making a gingerbread house. I've never made a gingerbread house ever. I don't recall. So if anybody think I'm lying, I'm sorry. Don't quote me. But we're making the gingerbread house today, and we're just going to talk about how we met, how we became best friends, period. Okay, so let's get started. So, Tiana, how about you go ahead and tell the world how we first met?
So, I'm just going to tell y'all the beginning story of how we first met. When I first met Mari, she was moved to the school, and it was after a basketball game. And after the basketball game, I came up to her. She was singing. I came up to her. I was like, oh, my gosh, Jamari, I did not know you could sing. I kid you not. This girl said, well, I don't just go around telling everybody that I can sing.
Look, I don't. And honestly, a lot of people did not like the way I talked when I first met to Jones. Like, they took everything I said out of proportion. Like, I said it in the best way that I knew how. I just don't go around telling everybody I can sing. You know, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But that's actually when we just first met, not when we became friends. That's when we became mortal enemies. That's when we started not liking each other. But when we like actually first became cool, I was in the cafeteria. You know, I was a loner. I ain't had no friends. You know, being this talented and just being me, you know, you don't have that many friends. You don't have that many people that can roll with you like that. But when we actually first became cool, I was in the cafeteria. I didn't have nobody to sit with. So I just sat at this random table and I was like, who want to go to the library with me? And three girls stood up and she was one of them. And I basically took somebody else's friends. Like, I was like, since I got my own friends, I'm going to go take somebody else's.
Yeah, I kid you not. We was in this library for the whole year. And we didn't pick up one book.
Not one book. Not check out nothing. Nothing. We was in that library acting a fool. Okay? But we ain't going to talk about that. But even though we did become friends when we went to the library, every day, I kid you not, we were arguing. Arguing for what? I can't tell you. I can't. Even if I try, I can't tell you. We argued about everything. We're just always arguing. I don't want to put this box down here. We need the instructions.
You need that box.
You need that box. Oh. Okay. So, first, I'm going to choose. Yeah, like I have popsicle sticks. All these popsicle sticks include almost everything. I guess you could say that. This is our schedule right here in this cup. Right here. Anyway, I'll go first. So we're gonna choose the first question of the day. What song describes your life? What song describes your life at the moment? There's this song called Broke by Ari Lennox. And she just sits and talk about how broke she once was. That song is the song of my life right now. I have a job, but I'm broke. And that's just the truth of the matter. I'm broke. That's all I got to do. I got to give me a bag.
I don't know, Mike. I think the song that describes my life most is Who Run the World, Girls. Because at this point in my life, I believe that I'm in charge.
Period. Because what's somebody else going to do? It's not like. Okay. Another question. While I'm sitting here reading these questions, you need to bring the directions. Because, like I said, I never made a gingerbread house before. And I meant that when I said that.
This the ice. Yes, I
am. I will handle the ice, and I think I can handle the ice. Next question. Most embarrassing thing you've ever done. Who wrote this question down and why? I'll let you start, Tiana.
Most embarrassing thing that I ever done. It had to be when I was in middle school and I decided to ride a bike with a dress on. Lord knows I shouldn't have done it. And so the kids out there, do not be riding no dress with a I mean, do not be riding no bike with a vest on. Okay, so I was on a bike, and it wasn't riding the bike that was the problem. It's when I got off the bike, and then all the kids was around. And I did not know that my dress, it just didn't go right.
It just was a setup from the start. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like a setup. Okay. I guess I can tell y'all my most embarrassing moment. Okay, I was in fourth grade, and you know when you're a little girl, your mom loved dressing you up and doing your hair. And my mom used to love putting this drawstring ponytail on the back of my head. You know, I was a challenged child when it came to hair. I was very challenged. And mom was like, I got you. She put a ponytail on me. I was looking cute. And I was sitting in class, minding my business like always. And I decided to stretch. And while I was stretching, I wanted to tighten my ponytail, you know, just to make sure it was secure. Just to make sure it won't come off. So when I went to tighten my ponytail, I don't know what happened. I don't know how it happened. It just happened really quick, but my ponytail was on the floor. And everybody was looking at me. And it didn't move. It didn't speak back. It didn't introduce itself. It didn't do nothing. It just sat on the floor. So you know what I did? I put my head down until lunchtime and didn't say nothing else. Because that was so embarrassing. When I tell you, I never recovered.
Okay. So, Mom, where is the front of the house at?
The front?
It said, it got the front of the house and the back of the house. We got to put icing on the front of the house.
Okay, this is the front. Why they got two fronts?
No, we got to put it on the back of the house.
Wait, you're confusing me.
Okay, the front of the house is the side of the house. See? I know y'all can't see this, but see?
I'm confusion. Okay. So, wait. Oh, so we need. Okay. I get it. So, we turn them over like this. Then put the icing. Oh, we got to open the icing. Got to open it. No, can't use it. What's
open?
Yeah. I mean, teeth. Now, do that to me. Are you sure you're ready to use this? Because as I open it, I can't close it.
Put y'all
in the pocket. Okay, you're ready. That went somewhere. Don't know where. Okay. Next is the, like Tian said, the icing on the doors, on the front of the house. I don't know if this is how you build a real house. Put the icing on the front, but I guess we'll try it.
For our Instagram live viewers, let us know if you ever build a gingerbread house.
Because I've never done this. And this won't act right. Wow. And it's still not acting right. Okay, next question while we're trying to figure this out. What kind of reality show would you be on? Okay, we already know how it is with me. What be popping and what be dropping. Nothing, but you already know. I would be on, like, a music type reality show. You know what I'm saying? Show these people what real talent is. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't never really tasted that real talent until I come on the scene. I'm going to get a little too cocky. You know what I'm saying? But that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? What about you, Tina? What kind of show you be on?
I believe, like, I'd be on, like, a family show because you and me in a house together, that's a show for itself.
Oh, it's not like you're saying you're tired of living with me, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
You mean what? That's off the record.
No, because we can run this video back, and it will show you talking about me. But,
nah,
I think I'd be on the music game. You know, if I think we should have our own reality show, though, because I promise this girl right here sitting in this chair in these blue pajamas be on my nerves. Last one, my first one, and all the ones in between.
I am the nicest person that you could ever
meet. And when a person say that, they're not. Oh. Oh. Look, see, this gingerbread house right here is giving me a hard time. I don't think I would be great for construction or anything architectural because I can't even put icing on a door right. So, next question while she struggled on hers. It says, name three things of commonality. What three things that we have in common? We're African American. I don't know. We never really put out there what we had in common, have we? I can't really think of nothing.
Three things that we have in common?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say opposites attract.
Well, like I said in the beginning, we're African American.
We live together.
We live together. And at the moment, we have two ponytails. Three common things. Yes, 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 yes.
Moving on.
Oh, wait. Okay. What do we do next?
I think we're supposed to line the whole box. Like,
I was
the
just
whole
came with a video tutorial.
Oh, it is just one side.
Just one side. Okay. This looks like the front. So we'll put this one here.
I want you too much. Space.
Oh. This thing is not working. And then put, where's the size of the house?
I thought there was the size of the house.
Oh, these are the size of the house. I thought these were some bushels.
Them over here.
This is our house. Yeah. Oh, look at that. It's coming together like, I don't know, like Michael Jackson. I hope y'all get that reference. We gotta line up a little bit because this one is not sticking. Wait.
Your house already bought
me. Okay. And did she have to do that to me? Next question. You need to pull. While you're talking about my expertise.
Oh, I like this question. What animal would you choose to be and why?
I'm just going ahead and say it right now. I'll be a jaguar. And let me tell you why. The things are nice. They got a sexy black coat. I'll be a nice looking jaguar, don't y'all think? I'll be a nice little jaguar. Look, and then that's the universal question because there's also jaguar cars. And they look nice. Oh! So, you know, if I was an animal, I'd be a jaguar. And I feel like if jaguars were humans, they'll be very feisty. Y'all, this gingerbread house, I'm just going to tell you, it's not going to end well. Maybe we shouldn't use this because this one, I don't think, is for us. No, because we don't have to move it.
Is it a bottom to the house?
A bottom?
Yeah.
No. Wait.
I hope it's not.
Oh, no, that's the room. Okay, no, there's no bottom to it. This is all.
Okay.
I hope you're not judging our house right now. Next question.
I didn't even answer. Oh, you didn't answer?
Oh, okay. Finish.
The animal that I would probably be would probably be a butterfly. Because butterflies just can fly. I don't know.
Butterflies?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I say. Butterflies are so cliche. I just feel like butterflies, yeah, it's a cliche. I'm just playing. You know, I think a jaguar and a butterfly is a friend group. I don't know how that would work because butterflies really only last a day, and I don't know the lifespan of a jaguar, but I'm pretty sure it goes past a day.
Look, as a butterfly, I get to be a caterpillar first, and then I get to sleep for a whole bunch of days, and then I finally become a butterfly.
Really?
Why would I want to be a butterfly?
But then you gotta go through these awkward phases, like puberty and stuff, looking like a roly poly, you know. And then what if one day you come out and then your wings not even a nice color? Like, what if they dull or something? Like a jaguar, you're definitely gonna have a nice black coat.
I mean, looking like now,
like a leather coat, you know, with the little shingles on it. It look real cute, real fancy, real stylish. Profiling, you know. Nah, I would be a butterfly too. It'd be cute, but I think I'd be a nice jaguar. Jaguar's just texting. Okay.
You ready for the next question?
What is these garden gnomes? I don't know what that is.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Jamali? 5 years is a long time. Now that I know the relativeness of time. 5 years, I really need a car and my own stuff. So in 5 years, I would like to see myself in a nice apartment, a nice little scoop, so I can scoop, you know what I'm saying? Flyer than I already am, if that's possible. If it's possible, I'm going to hit that level. You know what I'm saying? But yes, 5 years, I feel like I see myself very established in life. Very established. What about you, Tina?
In 5 years, I see us being very successful. Because, you know, just to let y'all know, we are coming up with a makeup line. And I plan on that taking off, and in 5 years, it's going to be wonderful.
Wonderful. And we're going to be very... I don't know what to say, but it's gonna be very good. Whatever I ask about from you, it's gonna be good. Okay, I'm ready for the next question. Wait, am I doing this right?
I hope so.
It's just a measurement. Okay. I guess I am doing it right. I'm doing it right here because
I feel like when you put the roof down, the whole house gonna fall on
it. Read the question.
Are you a backseat driver?
I used to not be a backseat driver until I started driving. And now I just feel like I know what's best. Even though I don't, and I know I don't. When I get in that backseat and somebody else is driving, I just feel like I should say something. What are you doing? That's a red light. That's a green light. Stop, go, slow down. That's a hump. Go too fast. I just feel like there's certain things that need to be said when you become a driver. And I just feel like, yes, I am a backseat driver. I try not to be. Oh, Lord knows I do. But, yes, I guess you could diagnose me as a backseat driver.
Yeah. I don't think I could ever be a backseat driver. Mainly because I just like telling people what to do. Like, I gotta be the driver. I can't be in the backseat. I can't be no passenger. Like, because if it comes to me, I gotta be in charge. See, I told you.
Look, no, you did. No, you did. This has nothing to do with what you said.
I already break it down. A happy home.
Have you even tried to do your sign?
See, what happened was.
Tia, if you would have spoke greatness into existence, this would not be happening. My goodness. I'm about to quit.
Let me see.
I'm going to put the next question. I quit. I'm going to put the next question. Okay. Listener or a talker? Okay. You're not even putting them on the right spot.
I put it on the exact same spot. You put your icing.
And I'm not taking the blame.
That was your house. You built it.
Look. You should have been helping me. Look, I am a talker. I know I could listen a little bit, but I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a listener. I'm a talker. I like to talk. Have lots to say, have lots on my mind. Even if there's nothing on my mind, I'm going to say something. Mm-hmm. Y'all know a few people that, you know, talk before they think, you know. And I guess I'm one of them people. I guess, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, that's the Gingerbread House. What about you?
Of course I'm listening. If you're friends with Mari, you have to be a listener. Because Mari don't do all the talking for you.
Like, there's no need. Okay, I got you. I got enough words for you and you and you. Just listen to me. I got you. Maybe this is supposed to be in a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to come out, not in.
But when it was out, it went stand up. And look at it now. On its best. Perfect. And you talking about me.
Because this is a fool.
Okay. Did the directions even say to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where they at? What directions it?
I have not seen them in a minute.
Let's move on. Okay. Next popsicle stick. I love popsicle sticks, y'all. I love it. It says, where are you from? Oh, I'm from H-Town. Born and raised. Houston, Texas. 77033, baby. Wait, what's wrong? Look, they asked me where I'm from. We gotta let them know where I'm ripping. Where I'm ripping, baby. What about you, Tina? Where are you from?
I am from Texarkana.
Well, I know. I heard about the Texarkanians.
Have you? Well, what have you heard since you heard about?
I know a Texarkanian myself.
Of course you do. Me.
I heard that they were crazy. I think everybody got their own crazy, though. So I guess that's not really a valid argument. Y'all, this gingerbread house, my vision for this gingerbread house.
What for it to look like the box?
Yeah. You know, it was a ramen noodle type thing. You want the food to look like the product on the pack.
You want it to look like ramen
noodles? No, I'm saying it was that type of situation. You know how when you're making noodles, you want the noodles to look like the noodles on the pack? I want the gingerbread house to look like the gingerbread house on the pack. But it's not happening that way. It's not happening that way. And we haven't even put up the other side of the house. It looks like a happy home. It's not a happy home.
The house is even falling down.
Yeah. I think this icing is just not it. I think we might have to use regular glue. I mean, we won't be able to eat it anymore, but it'd be nice. It'd be nice and well put together, you know, because I'm watching the icing as it drip down the house. This is not going to stay. This is a blank trip right here. It's a blank trip. Oh, okay. I'm gonna just let Tia handle it. I don't think we have any more orange. I think it's time to move on. Topic of the day. Are y'all ready for the topic of the day? Because our gingerbread house is really not standing like we want it to. So maybe we should go ahead and move to the heavy stuff. You want me to choose or you want me to choose?
It don't matter. You can do an M&M stick.
Okay. We'll do an M&M stick. Y'all know we're going to act like that didn't happen. And, next subject. Do y'all know what an M&M stick is? It might sound like some candy, but it's just a mismatch stick. You know, I handcrafted these. I will say my jeweler did it, but I don't have a jeweler. Yes, but M&M sticks are the mismatch for the girls. Aren't they cute? Right. It's really cute. So, I'm going to choose one. Oh, this one says tea. So I guess Tiana is going to choose the topic of the day. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Ready? Oh, this is a rule. That was about to be a bad dough. You pick one already?
Uh-oh. Which one's better, single or boot up?
I like this topic. Honestly, if you would have asked me about a year ago, when I was in my young years, my prime, I was about 19, living my 19-year-old life, I would have been like, definitely a boot thing. Where my boot thing? But honestly, being in a relationship is not all what it's cracked up to be. Because it's more than just loyalty. It's more than just being with that one person. You take on that person and all of their problems and all of what they're going through. And at 19, I don't have time for that. I can barely take care of myself. What do I look like? Can't do it. So I just think being single is better than being booed up. Like, you got yourself. You can go chase money when you want to. Like, you just have this foundation where you can just build your own self up until you're ready into somebody else's life and let y'all chain start, you know, linking together and y'all working together to do other stuff. But right now, I got to get myself together. And then plus in a relationship, people always want to eat up your food, eat your candy, your drinks. Like, get out my chips. I bought that for me. You ain't buy that. Put it down.
Dang, it feel like to me we in a relationship.
But no, but for real though, I just feel like being single is like you have more control of your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to worry about somebody else's problems. You don't have to worry about what they got going on. If they mad today, sad tomorrow, happy. You don't have to worry about that. Being by yourself, really, people don't really see the joy in. They take it for granted until either, I don't know. People just take it for granted. Lately, I've just been happy with being with Mari. Well, Mello. What about you, Tiana?
I totally agree with you on that. I'm not one for relationships. Like, I can't stand being in a relationship.
I know that.
Because once you get into a relationship, it's like all you have to deal with is that one person. And I can't stand it. I'll be the first one to say, I can't stand no relationship. Like, I like to be alone. I like to have my me time. I don't need nobody calling my phone 24/7, checking up. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. But if I'm in a relationship, then
can't do that. Yeah, worry about what they got going on, why you're not at the house, why you're not answering the phone, why you're not texting back. Sometimes I like to just let my phone die. Oh, you texted me yesterday? That's crazy. I was sweet. Wink, wink. You know, like, but when you're in a relationship, you have too much to worry about. It's like, I got other stuff that I want to do with myself, and I can't do that if I'm worrying about a dude. I can't do that if I'm waiting on somebody. And then these days, kids don't know what they want. We young. People do anything and everything with each other's feelings. They don't care about nobody but themselves. Like, they haven't matured in mind yet. They haven't had that chance to go through some weird stuff and look back and be like, that was not right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to be able to do that. We got to be able to grow up. I don't think I should grow up right now. Like, there's certain things that I need to be doing. There's certain responsibilities that I have. There's other responsibilities that I'm not ready for.
So, what can't you stand most about being in a relationship?
What I can't stand most about being in a relationship is that no matter how much you try not to, you will get engulfed with the other person. No matter what. Even you be like, you know what? I'm going to be in school and I'm trying to be with this person. Something going to be neglected. Unless you really got it like that. But I don't got it like that. I got to really focus. If I'm going to be in school, I'm going to be in school. If I'm being in a relationship, I'm going to be in a relationship. But I'm not at that point where I can just choose a relationship over school. Oh, I wasn't supposed to use this for this. But yes, I'm not at that point where I can choose a relationship over school. You know what I'm saying? Like, a relationship not going to give me no money. Unless it's somebody famous. It's not going to give me no money. So I just really, like, when it comes to relationships, it's, I don't know, you just got to find what you're looking for from yourself so you won't feel like you're obligated to be with somebody. So you won't go looking for, you know, stuff from people. Once you find it from yourself, nobody really can tell you anything. You become powerful, strong, resistant, resilient.
Perfect.
y'all see me over here with my, I should put on a hard hat. Or a Santa hat. You know, I'm over here fixing it up, baby. Hopefully we have enough ice in to fix the roof. Because we don't have any reinforcement. This is all we got. What about you, Tian? What? Okay. All bad stuff aside about relationships. What do you like about being in a relationship? What do you like about, at our age, what do you like about being in a relationship?
Honestly, I think the thing that I like most about being in relationships is just knowing that one person is going to be there for you. And yeah, that's why whenever I do try to get into a relationship, like, I have to have somebody who's dependable. Because if you can't be there for me, like, I'm going to always be there for you, then it's like, it's no point.
Yeah. And then the thing about a relationship is, even though people hate this city girl mindset that what can you do for me, that's the truth. Like, what can you do? There's no reason for me to be with somebody that can't help me up myself, that can't help me better myself. I've been in situations where I'm just like, it's okay, boo, that you broke. I help you get a job. It's okay, boo, that you ain't. I help you. No, it's delusion. It's delusion. You have to have something when you come to the to my table, because I have stuff on my table. If you don't have none on the table, my side of the table is going to topple over. I'm not about to carry a relationship. If I got in a relationship with somebody, I'm in a relationship with that person. It's a 50-50 thing. And I can understand if we have our downs or our ups. I understand that. But there's a certain extent to where it becomes too much. It's a certain time where it's like, okay, what are we doing? Where are your cards at? You said you were going to do this. What's going on? Like, you got to let it go. People be mad at me because I'm not about to be with a broke dude. But that's just how it is. I've been there and done that. I don't need to do it again.
So what about after you have already established a relationship?
What do you mean?
If you have already established a relationship before and then afterwards, like, let's say all the tables fall, then what?
Like, what you mean before what? Like, okay, I already established a relationship before
all the tables fell.
Oh, like they have their stuff together?
Yes.
That's different. It's like
before the relationship. After they get into the relationship, then
they fall off?
Yes.
Okay. That's when you give it a time period. Like, okay, now I've seen what you can do, and you've fallen off. So let's try to get you back up. Now, this is where we mess up. If you trying to get them to do better, but they not trying to get them to do better, that's flipped. That ain't how it's supposed to work. You can want them to do something for them all day long. Yes, boo, I want you to get this job that you got an interview for. But if they don't get up and put on the tie and go to the interview, they not going to get the job. Mm-hmm. They not going to get the car. They not going to do it. They got to want it for themselves. They got to want it for themselves. If they don't want it for themselves, then you can't want it for them. It's like, when they give up, that's when you give up. Oh, you don't want to get a job? Deuces. Oh, you don't want to do better for yourself? Deuces, because I want to do better for myself. There's no reason for me to be with somebody that don't want to do better. No reason. You gotta raise your standards. Like, I understand you want to be humble and be like, it's not about materialistic things, but this world is run on materialistic things. Like, yeah, we can love, but when it rains, is love gonna make you drop? Is love gonna pay your bills? No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have something like, oh, you love me? Well, you love me enough that you try your best to take care of the both of us. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I like being single right now because I don't have time for all of that. Like, I can see if I was a lawyer, established, carrying a briefcase to work every day, and got a nice little salary, but I don't. I can barely take care of myself. I cannot take care of someone else, especially if they don't want to do it for themselves. Can they get a hallelujah? But yes. Okay. Now, Tia, how long have you been single? Did I throw you off with that question?
Just put me out, smile.
I just don't know.
No, I've been single for 5 months.
5 months?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been single. Every time I tell somebody how long I've been single, I just say a couple months just so I won't have to think about it. I won't even lie. But it's been a little bit. When was September? Oh, my bad. I've been single for a couple months. And in these couple months, I've realized, like, okay, I have to look at myself. Because some people feel like they need relationships. Some people feel like they need a person. But you got to realize, what are you looking for? What do you really want? Is it money? Is it a type of lifestyle that somebody have? Or is it an emotional thing? Is it that you be depressed or you need somebody to talk to? Like, what is it? What do you need? First, you need to assess what you need first and then figure out how you're going to fix it. Say if you're trying to have a lifestyle, like some people, they really want to just immerse themselves in somebody else's life because they got their stuff going on. But at the end of the day, you got to take care of you. So Is it money that you need? Is there a way that you can get it on your own? Is there a way that you can get that car on your own? Is there a way that you can take yourself out? Like, I know it sounds bitter to be like, I took myself on a date or I sent myself flowers, but honestly, that's where it starts. It starts with pampering yourself, because if you pamper yourself, when you finally get with somebody, you're like, what you doing laying down? I date. I go on dates. I take myself on dates. Oh, you can't take me on dates? You can't do this? Like, I know some dudes don't want to come out of pocket, but I come out of pocket for myself. And you think you're not about to come out of pocket? Oh, you're living in fantasy. Like, I know people say it's not the material things and everything like that, but to what extent is it not about that? Because the money make the world go round. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't got that, you're having a hard time.
So what do you do if the person you want to be with can't adjust to your standards?
Let them go. Let them go. Like a balloon. Yeah, because I've done that. I've broken up with people that I really wanted to be with because I had to really just look at my life. It's certain things that I want for myself. And I know I've said this repetitively, but there's certain things that I want for myself. And I'm not going to be happy. Even if I am momentarily happy with that person, eventually I'm not going to be happy because I know there's certain things that I want for myself. And if you're not going to be able to do that for yourself, or at least be able to, you know, try to do that for the both of us, I can't be with you, because it's like there's certain things that I want, and I know there's certain things that you want, and I know I'm going to be trying to make sure that you're good, so you got to make sure that I'm good. So,
okay, you said
it. Did you see that?
Always breaking down happy, huh?
But you're not doing nothing to help me, and you talking about my efforts. I don't think the gingerbread house is gonna act right today. I don't think you do. Honestly, I really don't think this wanna act right for me. Okay. So say you with this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they say they doing this to meet your needs, right? And they say they actually putting the effort in. You don't see it happening, but they say they're doing all this stuff. What action should you take so you won't end up in a situation where you're unhappy or where you at odds or confused? You get what I mean? You get the question? How you go about that?
Honestly, the best way to go about it is just to be like, okay, if you say you're doing this, I want to know every single step that you're taking, or either I got to go. Like, it's no other option, because when you want something done, you got to make sure that it's done. You got to make sure that they're going about the path that they say they're going to go. You know?
And some people, they can talk all day. I can say I'm Michelle Obama. Doesn't make it true. I can say that I met Michael Jackson. Doesn't make it true. You know? So, honestly, for me, people get so mad at me. Like, I've had people curse me out because they be like, I can do this for you, baby girl. I can do this for you, baby girl. And I'm like, okay, do it. And I get upset. I don't understand somebody making make sense. Because you're going to sit here and tell me that you can do this for me. You can do this for me. But you can't. But you can't. And you're upset that I didn't believe your lies.
You gotta
walk. You're upset that I did not believe you. Because I'm not boo-boo the fool. Even though sometimes I can't act like him. I can. But all in all, my mama ain't raised no fool. So,
okay, really? All of that icing, really? Really?
But yeah, after for a while, I was just like, I need to be in a relationship. I need to do this. But then I have to really like look at myself. And I know it sounds cliche to be like, it starts with self-love, but it really do. Once you start loving yourself, you won't just take anything. You won't look for nobody. You won't be looking, because the best things happen when you're not looking for it. And when you stop looking for stuff, it show up at your front door. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just be like, what's up? What's good? You was waiting for me. Here I am. You know, the real deal. How you feel?
So if a random dude showed up to your door.
Okay. That's not what I meant. If a random dude showed up to the door, I'm not answering. Do not knock. Do not call. Do not smoke signal. Nothing. I'm not going to answer. But that's not what I mean. I'm saying, like, when you're looking for a relationship, when you're looking for a good man, when you're looking for this, when you're looking for that, you're going to find something. And then somebody going to have a jar of teeth in their trunk or something. Or somebody in their basement. But that's a good man, though, right? Like, no. Like, I'm at this point, I'm just like, I'm good with myself. Like, I just had to, the other day, I was just sitting on my bed, and I was just actually really thankful for it just being me. Like, I don't have any babies. I'm not married. I mean, there's nothing wrong with marriage, but I'm 19. That's blasphemy. That's weird for me. It's weird. You know, like, I'm not married. Like, I'm happy that it's just me. Like, I've got to take care of me. I'm happy that I can do that for myself. I don't have anything holding me back. Like, whatever I want to do, I can do it. Even though it's probably going to take a little money, a little energy, a little pedal to the metal. But I can do it, though, because I don't have things that – I don't have big responsibilities right now. Right now. I want responsibilities eventually. But right now, I just want to be 20. Going to be 20 years old.
A lot of things that a lot of people do is they try to make the perfect person. Do not do that. Do not try to make the perfect person. If a person can't come to you with their stuff together and say, hey, I want to be with you and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, it's not worth it.
And then when you try to repaint somebody to be something that they're not, it's really going to mess up. You're sitting here, you're living in a denial state. And you're like, this person is sweet. Oh, he did some sideways stuff. Oh, it's okay, because I know how they are, and I know how they know that's how they are. Oh, they sidestep, they're going to continue to sidestep. Oh, you let it off this time, they can continue to sidestep and know that you're going to let them off. You can't, if a person show you who they are, do not try to repaint them. Do not. And then you know what's crazy? A lot of people don't get that they don't need relationships right now. Around my age, people around my age, everybody want to get married. Everybody want to be like, I'm in love, and woe is me forever, forever, to death do us part. Ooh. You don't sound right to me. I have not gotten to the point where, like, I'm not saying I want to be in crazy situations, but I haven't been in crazy situations. People my age, they are partying. People my age are supposed to be having fun. Like, why do I need a mortgage? I don't want a mortgage because I'm 20. Like, okay, if I'm with this dude, yeah, I'm with him. Yeah, I may be loyal to him and everything like that, but I'm not about to just settle and be like, this is end game. This is the end. This is it. Ah, I'm not going anywhere else. I'm not going to do that because I know that there's more, and I can't get what's for me if there's a placeholder there because there's no room. Like, I know it sounds a little ruthless, but I'm not holding on to anybody. I'm not holding on to something that's not for me. Amen. Period. Okay, now, motivational quote. Anybody can do for a little motivation this morning? Anybody can do for a little motivation this morning? Because we have that right here. In a cup, literally in a cup.
You want to see who's my favorite? You want to Eminem it?
Yeah, go ahead. Ooh, it's not my name, don't it?
Mello.
Disgusting. Anyway, so, oh yeah, we have not given up on this. Just a brief intermission. A brief intermission. Okay. Motivational quotes. Give the same energy given to you. Ooh, that touched somebody's day. That touched somebody today. Give the same energy given to you. Let me tell you what that means. Keep that same energy. Keep it. Oh, you was busy. You couldn't text me back. Keep that same energy. Because when I'm at the club having fun, don't get mad because I didn't text you back. I was busy. I was busy. Because remember, you was busy too, boo. Keep that same energy. Oh, you want to go nowhere with me? That's fine. That's fine. But when you see me post a picture of my Denny's pancakes, don't get upset. Somebody else did it. Somebody else did it. Don't get upset. Keep the same energy. If a person is, it has no oomph when it comes to you, has no pitter-patter when it comes to you, don't have no pitter-patter when it comes to them. When you tell them that you have a problem with something, they be like, babe, you tripping. You tripping. When they say they have a problem with you, just be like, babe, you tripping. You tripping. It's not that big of a deal. You're tripping. Keep the same energy, because you waste energy on people that's not give you that same energy. They're going to take advantage of that. They see that you're going to wait for them hand and foot. They're going to take advantage of that. But they're not about to wait for you hand and foot. If a person showed that they're not going to do something, they're not going to do it in the beginning. They're not going to do it in the middle or the end. You got to keep the same energy. You don't want to be putting band-aids on people's cuts. That's going to put limit on yours. Don't make sense. You don't want to be helping somebody, putting contacts in their eyes. They're going to put salt in yours. It don't make sense. Keep the same energy. What you feel about that?
Honestly, when it comes to that quote, I am kind of in on it and off on it. Because sometimes it's like you have to show respect to other people.
Right, right, right.
But even if they're not respecting you, then it's like, what do you do in that situation? Because let's say it's somebody of higher importance than you.
Right.
You can't give them the same energy that you give them. No, they give you.
I'm talking about like, okay, you're right. You're talking about different levels, more widespread version of the thing. I'm talking about when, like, people, relationships, friendships, people around your age, stuff like that. You know, talking about age group, like, of course, if it's somebody that's older than you, or that's older, you're supposed to show respect, or somebody of a higher standing, like if you're at work, someone, of course, you're supposed to show respect. But I'm talking about when it comes to those peers and those associates in your life. Do not give them unnecessary energy. Do not put yourself all in a situation that somebody else ain't got theyself all in. Like, think about it this way. You can be having a conversation with a dude, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll say something like say you send them a pretty selfie. And you're just like, oh, I took 90 selfies to get this one good selfie. Like, oh, this selfie's bomb. This selfie's fire. Let me send it to back. You send them the selfie, and then they're just like, cool. No. My eyebrows are on fleek. I have on some blush. I need more energy than that. Mm-hmm. I took 90,000 pictures for this. I need more energy than that. I don't get it. Like, I need the same energy. If I send you this nice, beautiful picture, whoa, you slaying the gods, heavenly, holy grail. The ground you walk on is gold feathers. Like, I need the same energy. Like, you just like, cool, okay. Next time you see me, I'm going to have a bonnet on. You be like, babe, what happened to your weave? Oh, it's cool, remember? So I just thought that it'd be okay if we go on this date. And I look like an Oompa Loompa with my roller setting. Like, I just feel like we should have the same energy. Like in an argument, say if you're arguing with this one of your homegirls, you arguing. You're just like, girl, I just feel like you wasn't there for me when I needed you. Mm-hmm. Well, I just feel like you've been too depressed. Oh, but we supposed to be close friends. We supposed to be cool. And when I'm not happy or when I'm down, you can't be there for me. I'm going to keep that same energy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put too much energy into this relationship because I know where it is. There's no foundation. There's nothing heavy with this relationship. It's not real like that because you can't be there for me when I'm down. Why do I need to put my emotion into you? Why do I need to put any effort towards you? Because there's no substance to this relationship. There's nothing there. So we're just party friends. We're just club partners. That's it. Go get drunk and then go home. That's it.
So I like to add on to that. So when you have friends, right?
Right.
You have party friends, and then you have like your friends that. I really are your friend.
Honestly, I would like to add those groups together, but you're right. Go ahead.
So, because, you know, some people, you can't call on for everything. Some people, you if you call on them, it's going to be like, you know.
It's not going to be right.
Uh-huh. So, when you have those types of friends, like, basically my question is, when you have friends who are only there for you when it comes to fun, do you really consider them as your friend?
They're more like associates. They're like associates because it's like well, we can get drunk together. I mean, I may not trust you to send me an Uber home or drive me home. But, I mean, I don't know. You just, because, you know, you're not going to mix that life together. You know, you're not going to mix your life. Like, if, say you're going through something with your family, you're also going to call your close friend. You're going to call your best friend. You're not going to call Miss Lauren that you go party with. You're not going to call her because she's probably recovering from a hangover. Or something. What do you get? I'm going to decorate the top. We drink.
That's okay. I'm gonna stick to my little gingerbread house.
This is what we go through every day. She see me doing something, she wanna come over here and mess with me. Like, why? You weren't worried about the top of the house? You wasn't worried about it.
Listen, just a second ago when I was not doing nothing with the gingerbread house, she said, why are you not helping with the gingerbread house? Now, I'm helping with the gingerbread house. She wanna do it by herself.
She's not helping in the way I would like her to. I mean, I guess I can't control it. But no, you gotta keep the same energy. Like, you can't just be giving all your energy to people, because if you give all your energy to people that's not giving no energy to you, you ain't gonna have none left. And that's just how it's gonna be. Like, I've been in a situation where I'm just putting too much effort to it. Like, or maybe I get in an argument with somebody and I'm feeling like the world is in it and they just like probably playing a game somewhere. Like, I'm sitting here crying about the conversation. They over there just chuckling and having a jolly good time while I'm looking like a fool. Like, I'm not about to give that energy. Like, oh, and you know what I really hate is when people think you a fool. I know I mentioned this earlier. When people think you a fool, they gonna treat you like it. They gonna treat you like it. That's what I'm saying. Don't give too much energy to a person, because at the end of the day, the light will come from the dark. The truth will come out. The person don't mess with you the way that they say they do, or the way that you mess with them, it's gonna come out. Something gonna happen to expose the basis of your relationship with that person. So you gotta keep this same energy always. Mm-hmm. Always. And honestly, I try to keep it real all the time, because being fake, it will bite you in your butt. It will come back to hunt you. Because you probably gonna lie to somebody, or you gonna talk about somebody that's the wrong person. And just like what they told you has gotten back to somebody else, you telling on them or you telling somebody business, it's gonna come back around. It's gonna find you. It's gonna find you like a track. It's gonna find you. That's why I try to be real. If I'm not cool with a person, I'm not going to fake it. I'm not going to fake it. It's not in my blood. I can't do it. If I do not like you, I'm not going to be rude to you. Look, y'all. We was in high school. Look, okay. Remember when I told y'all I had came to somebody else's friends from the cafeteria table? After our library chronicles section of high school, we started sitting at this one table in the cafeteria. And For some reason, I just hated when other people came to the table. Because it's like, I got my friends group here. We chilling, having fun, turned up. And then some rando gonna come to the table like, what are you doing here? What business do you have here? Who do you need to speak with? Oh, our system is not in right now. Get back at us, leave a message, phone number, and we'll get back to you. Like, no, don't sit at our table. Especially people we don't like. Do not sit at our table. I do not care if my best friend was once your friend. She's my best friend now.
Okay, this goes in the list of friends.
Are different now. Okay? It's my best friend. Anyway. I'm very possessive, okay, y'all? Like,
she is.
I'm very possessive. Do not call my best friend your best friend. Because that's where the problem starts. That's where the problem starts. Because I'm like, okay, somebody lying. Somebody lying, because my best friend can't have two best friends. Like, what's going on?
I mean, actually, on that subject, I do have, like, three other best friends, but we're not going to get to that.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. She won't be on the next clip. No. I'm just playing. But I'm very persistent when it comes to best friends. Like, we used to have a lot of problems with people coming to our table. I know we're popular, and I know people like to have fun with us. Mm-hmm. The table is where I cross the line. You can come sit on the bleachers with us. You can come to the little table that's in the hallway at the school and talk to us.
Never mind.
Wait.
You know that it's not true.
Oh, you're right. Don't do that either. But no. Let's do the question of the day.
Okay.
Question of the day, Blue.
Eminem or just random?
Random.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm on here.
Would you stay in a relationship based on somebody's financial status?
Y'all want me to lie, y'all want me to tell the truth. Y'all want me to lie, tell the truth.
Be honest.
What did I tell y'all earlier? You got to have your stuff together if you want to start anything with me, okay? So, if you got your stuff together, this... I see no reason why we should have any bad blood.
Even if you don't like this person.
What?
Like, you stop liking this person in a relationship.
Right.
Would you still stay with them based on their financial status? Let's say this is the millionaire. This is my
millionaire? Blood. You're making it hard for me to answer this. Like, you're making this very hard for me to answer this. Okay, of course I'm going to stay with you if you got millions of dollars. Of course, like who wouldn't? I'm trying to start my business before I leave. And then I'm gonna start my business, make sure my name is on everything first. And then we can break it up. Then we can talk about moving on and seeing other people. By all means, move on. But after my business is booming. Okay. So one more thing. After the question that we have our word of the day. So we do this little thing, we put little random words on the, you know, stick, and we just talk about it. What does peace mean to you, Karen? What does peace mean to you?
Peace?
Yeah.
To me, peace is just... Okay. To me, peace is just being comfortable at the point and stage that you are in. Like, you don't have... No bad blood. You're just happy. You're just stable.
And people hate it most when you're at peace with yourself because they can't mess with it. Like, being at peace with yourself and being able to just be like, well, it is what it is, you get very far. Because a lot of people, they waste their energy on stuff they don't need the energy. Oh, you don't want me no more? Fine. You want it for me anyway. Who's about to do that? Peace to me means being able to... No! Peace of mind and just being at peace with being who I am and not needing anybody to justify that because I'm me with no remorse. I'm a force to be reckoned with. What are you going to do with the house?
Yeah.
Peace. Be at peace with yourself and everything else will fall in place. Here's what peace means to me. Thanks for tuning in to our show and watching T Unmess Up Our Gingerbread House. Thanks for giving us your energy. Because the energy that we give you, we would like for y'all to keep that same energy with us. Thanks for coming to have a morning talk with Mello
and T.
And we are our best friends.
Period.